how different is the presidential race today than it was yesterday? Bernie Sanders and Ted Cruz won big in Wisconsin last night. And on MSNBC this morning, Hillary Clinton congratulated Sanders for having a good night, but she compared it to 2008 when she won a bunch of states against then-Senator Barack Obama, but he ultimately won the Democratic nomination. And she told MSNBC host Joe Scarborough it's up to Sanders to decide when to drop out.
Joe, I'm the last person who would tell anybody to walk away from a campaign, because I remember very well, and I think you commented on this quite a bit, people telling me not to go to the next contest, not to make my case.
And yes, and they were actually telling you that when you were
on the Republican side. In a statement, Donald Trump called Ted Cruz a puppet, a Trojan horse stealing the election, presumably a Trojan horse filled with GOP party operatives. And longtime Trump ally Roger Stone went on Free Domain Radio, saying the campaign is prepared to fight back against any convention delegates who don't vote for Trump when they get to the convention.
We will disclose the hotels and the room numbers of those delegates who are directly involved in the steal. If you're from Pennsylvania, we'll tell you who the culprits are. We urge you to visit their hotel and find them.
Can you say threat? Well, tonight, Donald Trump holds a rally on New York's Long Island as all of the candidates look ahead to that state's primary in New York, April 19th.
Here and now, political analyst Jamal Simmons and Paris Denard are with us. Paris is a Republican strategist, unaffiliated with any campaign. Hi, Paris.
Hello, hello.
And Jamal Simmons is a Democratic strategist, unaligned with any campaign. Hi, Jamal.
Hello.
Well, and let's start with you, Paris. Wisconsin, a blip or a serious dent for Trump?
Look, I don't think it was a serious dent. I think it was a significant blip. I will call it a significant blip because it shows the influence of the GOP establishment and the Never Trump, No Trump movement. But I will say this, Jeremy, Wisconsin was prime territory for a Senator Ted Cruz. If you look back to 2012, Romney got 41 by 44. Santorum got 37. You go back to 2008, McCain got 55. Huckabee got 37. So they always go for the more establishment type of candidate. So it was,
and we're calling Ted Cruz establishment at this point, which is kind of
right. That's the craziness of it. Ted Cruz is now the establishment.
Well, I'm thinking too that, you know, the exit polls showed that Wisconsin people, including some relatives out there, shout out to them. They, when they, you know, took the exit polls, they said they weren't all that angry at the government. Something like 36%. And part of that, we're hearing, Paris, is that many of the government figures in the GOP live there. Paul
Absolutely.
Ryan. Yeah.
Paul Ryan is from there. And also Reince Priebus, the head of the RNC, is from Wisconsin. And so, and Scott Walker, who was the establishment pick early on to be the nominee, is a very popular governor there. And so they're confident and comfortable with the status quo of the state of the Republican Party and government because they have leadership coming out of that state.
Okay. Well, I want to get on Jeremy, Jamal, and Paris to the statement that we just heard from Donald Trump's ally, Roger Stone, literally threatening delegates when they get to the convention. Let's break this apart. Trump and Stone say the election is being stolen. Stone claims that if Trump wins 1,237 delegates, which should outright win, the GOP is going to try to throw out some of Trump's delegates. Now, start there. Can they do that, Paris? Can they throw out delegates? This is before a first ballot vote.
Look, first of all, Roger Stone has been kicked off almost every major network, radio station, and the Trump campaign. So I don't know who he speaks for or who he speaks to.
Well.
But aside from that, there is some validity to what he's saying, because the most powerful people in the Republican Party are the members of the 168, which is our National Committee of Men and Women, and the delegates, because they and the Rules Committee can change the rules as they want.
That's how it works.
That's how it works. And so when Donald Trump says they're stealing it, they're not stealing it. He just hasn't been a part of the process. And this is part of the process. They changed the rules to benefit Mitt Romney against Ron Paul the last time. And they can and most likely will change it this time to benefit the non-Trump candidate.
But Jamal, I just want to get you in here. Your thoughts on hearing that and whether or not that represents Trump.
Oh, I think it absolutely represents Donald Trump. Donald Trump is a New York real estate developer, which we can all imagine what building properties in New York is like, the kind of characters one may have to deal with to get a building construction figured out between the unions and everyone else.
Wait a minute. Careful there. I don't think they break legs anymore, but you're saying
this, Trump is a unifier. That's what he's saying.
I'm saying Trump is a brawler. And what we've seen from Trump all along, from his, you know, he talks about himself. He doesn't like to settle lawsuits. He tries to intimidate people. He's gone into every conversation taking on anyone of any racial, ethnic, gender background if he thinks it's going to go to his advantage. And so now I think even though Roger Stone is not an official member of the campaign, he said himself that he does still talk to Donald Trump. I think that he is out here as sort of a Donald Trump's enforcer, trying to scare some of the delegates into
Jamal, let me switch over to the Democratic side, because we've had quite an interesting situation on the Democratic side as well. And Bernie Sanders won Wisconsin by 13 points. Some people are talking about that there could be an open convention for the Democrats. Here's Bernie Sanders campaign manager Jeff Weaver speaking on NPR.
There's been a lot of talk about how the Republicans are going into an open convention. Well, the truth of the matter is it looks like the Democrats are going into an open convention as well. And so I think, we'll see how the campaign develops. But nobody is going to arrive in Philadelphia with enough pledged delegates to win the nomination.
Jamal, is he right?
Well, so that's not how the Democratic process works. He may be right that no one has the pledged delegates to get there, but we have these things called superdelegates. And if Hillary Clinton maintains her superdelegate lead, then it will be tougher for Bernie Sanders. There is a path for Bernie Sanders, however. If he can win enough states and show enough momentum going in that he can flip some superdelegates, we started to see this in 2008, when Barack Obama got people like John Lewis, because of the how big his wins were, John Lewis went from being a Hillary Clinton delegate to being a Barack Obama delegate. There is possibility he could flip some superdelegates, and if that happens, he may have a shot.
But I was looking at the superdelegates for Bernie Sanders last night. He doesn't have a single sitting U.S. senator with him right now. Not a single one.
Well, Bernie Sanders is not a Democrat.
He's a socialist.
Democratic socialist.
Well, he's not been a member of the Democratic Party. So one would expect that the Democratic Party senators would endorse the person who has been a part of the Democratic Party. So what he's doing is building an organization outside of the traditional Democratic Party. And so I wouldn't be surprised that he doesn't have that many of his colleagues on his side.
Look, I just want to go on record again. I said it about 3 months ago that there might be two open conventions. We'll see. But Sanders also tripped a bit. According to some, he met with members of the editorial board of the New York Daily News. They released the transcripts and the audio today. He had some trouble describing exactly how he'd break up the big banks. Let's listen. It starts with a board member of the newspaper.
You would then leave it to J.P. Morgan Chase or the others to figure out how to break it themselves up.
What you determine is that if a bank is too big to fail, it is too big to exist. And then you have the Secretary of Treasury and some people who know a lot about this making that determination.
And by the way, that was not the Wizard of Oz. That was Bernie Sanders speaking there.
And then on MSNBC, Hillary Clinton was asked, whether Sanders was qualified to be president.
Well, let me put it this way, Joe. I think that what he has been saying about the core issue in his whole campaign doesn't seem to be rooted in an understanding of either the law or the practical ways you get something done.
Jamal Simmons.
Ouch.
Yeah.
So this is the path that Hillary Clinton has chosen to sort of be the one who argues practicality over passion, right? And that Bernie Sanders is very passionate, but he can't get the things done. I think that she needs to couple that with something that his voters can become passionate about. She can't just be the mom telling the daughter not to date that guy on the motorcycle. He's going to break your heart. She's got to find something else that the daughter can be excited about. And so I think that this is the tough part for Hillary Clinton's role is that she is spending a lot of time trying to dampen enthusiasm for Sanders and not as much trying to gin up enthusiasm for herself.
Paris, there has been some news coverage over the last weeks in the major newspapers showing that if this is a contest between, let's say, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, that it's going to be an electoral landslide for Hillary Clinton. Tell us about, as you look forward to the general election at this point, if it's Trump or if it's Cruz, what are the chances for the Republicans to win the White House?
Next to none. And that's just me being frank.
You're a Republican strategist, we will remind everyone again.
Right. And this is the reason, this is the rationale behind the Stop Trump, Never Trump movement. It's because when you and it's also, Jeremy, the reason why there are you have John Kasich not getting out. Because if you look at poll after poll in the general election, the only person who is winning in a general against both Hillary and Bernie is John Kasich. We lose with Donald Trump at the moment, and we lose with Ted Cruz. And so we have to come as a party decide what are we going to do come second ballot. That's why this convention is so important, because if we think that we're going to lose with Trump, if we think we're going to lose with Cruz, is there somebody else that we can put in on that second ballot to take us to the finishing line?
Well, then we hear
and
about,
I got to tell you, as a Democrat, I'm getting nervous that they won't nominate Cruz or Trump. I would love to have them in the fall.
Well, and we're hearing on the morning shows people like Senator Lindsey Graham are saying privately to people, we're not going to win. The point is, are we going to save the party? So we will see how this unfolds. Paris Denard, the Republican strategist, Jamal Simmons, the Democratic strategist. I'm still dumbstruck that somebody's saying they're going to print the hotel room numbers of delegates and tell people to go after them. Thank you both.
It won't happen.
Fun times.
Thank you both.